Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Chronicles 28:9.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Chronicles 28:9. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. King David, ancient Israel's second king, spoke these words to his son Solomon prior to handing off the baton of leadership and the task of building God's temple. As you can imagine, both were ginormous responsibilities. Leading an entire nation and then building the first ever permanent temple for God? There were a lot of things David could have said in that moment. So many meetings he could have arranged. He could have told Solomon to meet with all the best builders and project managers in the land, with brilliant mathematicians who could have told him precisely how much stone he'd need and how long it would take his craftsmen to chisel it. David could have instructed Solomon on proper time and money management. Sure, he'd need to excel in both in order to manage the country and their biggest building campaign to date. But that wasn't what David focused on in his final words. Because nearing the end of his life, he knew there were more important things to say to Solomon, the most important things. And so David began by telling Solomon to acknowledge, or as some translations phrase it, to know God. Now, Solomon probably already knew a lot about God. Considering his father wrote a chunk of the Psalms, one would expect the subject to come up quite often. And he'd probably been taught to observe all the holy days, to listen respectfully and attentively whenever the Torah was read. So yeah, Solomon knew a lot about God. But David urged him to know God personally, to the same depth that David had known him. For over a decade, as David fled from Saul, the previous and murderous king, as he was hiding in caves and foreign countries, God had been his lifeline, his hope, his strength, and his defense. And though Solomon didn't have any jealous, homicidal men pursuing him, David knew he'd face challenges, discouragement, and disappointment, betrayal, temptation, maybe even the threat of attack from neighboring countries. And David knew if Solomon was to stand strong and lead the country well, he'd need to prioritize his relationship with God, coming to know him on a deeper level day by day. He also wanted Solomon to serve God with his whole heart, because a divided heart, one that is drawn to people-pleasing, to fame, to pleasure, that would do him in. It would lead him astray and ultimately make him miserable. In Saul, David's predecessor, David had seen precisely what happens to a man who tries to follow God with a divided heart. It leads to inner turmoil, to angst, to competition, discontentment, and jealousy, and ultimately to the person's destruction. And David did not want that for his son or for the country his son would soon be leading. And so he urged Solomon to guard his heart and to ensure that it was set fully on God. And he wanted him to do so with a willing or joyful mind, one that received pleasure from doing God's will and from living closely connected to him, which is the only way we will experience true joy, through Christ in our union with him and doing what he created us to do. And then, in case Solomon might be tempted to perform numerous religious acts in a disconnected, perfunctory way, David reminded him that God knew every thought and every desire. More than a little intimidating, right? Well, if we're wanting to remain distant from God, maybe. But for the one who truly wants to know him, who diligently seeks him, meaning ever-increasing intimacy with him, that person will find precisely what they seek. And their hearts will be purified in the process. We can't seek after God and live in sin and pride. He won't let us. As we draw near to him through prayer, through Bible reading and worship, he reveals all of those things that hinder our relationship with him. And he doesn't do this in anger or condemnation. He does it in love, because he has so much better in store for us, just as he did for Solomon and as he had for David. He is our loving Father, and he longs to be our closest friend. That is such a beautiful combination. We experience that level of relationship by seeking him with our whole heart, by learning to know him more through what we read in Scripture, and also through our daily experiences with him, trusting him to lead, to strengthen, and to transform us, to fulfill whatever role he has assigned, whether that's leading or teaching, embarking on a major project as Solomon had, or something as beautiful and timeless as sitting with a hurting friend. And through staying connected with him and serving and living however he leads, that's how we experience a deeply fulfilling, effective, and joy-filled life. Let's pray. Father, you are so faithful and so loving to always guide us, to purify us, and to lead us towards your very best. Thank you that we don't have to figure life out on our own. And thank you that you want an intimate relationship with us. In whatever task you assign us, wherever you lead us, may we make our relationship with you our top priority. Help us to serve you with wholehearted devotion and a willing mind. Purify our hearts so that that can be true of us. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.